Welcome to The Empowerment Zone, a Clark.com production. I'm your host, Kim Drobes. This is where we share stories about people taking charge of their lives, empowering themselves and others, and hopefully inspiring you.
I was a wrestler in high school and then also a little bit in college and did some international wrestling for Cyprus. Was able to represent their national team in the 99 World Championships. I didn't do especially well, but it was fun to be there.
This is Michael. His athletic background was pushed to the side as his career as a technical consultant for a software company took off. And although consulting was a very lucrative job for Michael, it required him to travel for the majority of each work week. And that can take a toll on one's mind and body.
Kind of got away from fitness as part of my life for a while. And then had a son. Well, my wife had a son. I was part of it at the beginning. But we started having children, and I realized I was kind of not being the type of, role model for him. I wanted him to be healthy, and I wanted him to get those cues from me. So I knew I needed to change something. It's hard when you're traveling 4 days a week on the road. It started with me just deciding I wasn't going to go out to dinner with my colleagues right after work every day. I would go to the gym first and then go out to dinner. And then it kind of snowballed from there where I got back into fitness, got back into running, started running marathons, started doing lots of fitness-based things, kind of did a whole paradigm shift on my life. And as that was happening, I discovered what's known as functional fitness. So I went from running to going to these gyms where, it's all class-based, where you go in every day, every day something new, you have a community there, and you really get to know them. I kind of fell in love with that.
So Michael had figured out a balance between his return love for fitness and his demanding career. And then on a work day like any other, he got that call.
It happened midday, and I got a meeting request from my bosses, and I got on the phone, and they were both on the phone with me and kind of knew what was happening. And they didn't feel good about it, but they basically said that it was going to be my last day, and business had not been what they wanted it to be. And they just couldn't keep me on staff anymore. So when I got off the phone, I felt kind of bad. I felt just kind of like sitting there and just doing nothing. But I decided, I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to do the workout. And when I'm there, I'm going to tell the owner of the gym that this is going to be my last day because I just lost my job and not going to be able to continue. So I walk in and I tell her that, and she sees I'm visibly upset, but she's like, well, hey, let's talk about this after we work out. So I'd been going to this gym for about 4 months now and kind of, become a bit of a fixture. And she told me, like, we don't want you to leave. We like the impact you've had on our gym. So let's figure out a way to make it so that you can keep coming here and it's mutually beneficial for both of us. So I had a lot of gratitude towards the owner. So I started just fixing things first, or I'd try to get new members to come in. And this whole time, I'm still trying to get another job, and job market's just dry. It's not that there's nothing there. So I start spending more time doing this. I start doing admin work, and I start doing management work, and then I start looking at her numbers. And then it went from me, getting a membership for doing a couple of things here and there, to me being the de facto face of the gym that all the members came to when they had issues. But I was spending most of my time here, and that's when we started to talk about taking it a step further. Because the owner at the time, running a business is not something that she was really wanted to do. When she extended me that offer of like, hey, why don't you help me out and we'll let you keep coming here, it started working itself out into maybe this is something that I want to still be involved, but I'd rather be on the outside. So we started talking about partnering up, and then it evolved from there to, I'd like to sell you the entire business and just stay on as one of your staff.
Did you immediately want to do it, or did it seem a little out of the ballywick of what you pictured your future as?
Honestly, by the time we'd gotten to this point, it really felt like that's where I needed to be. I think I've been fighting a career in this field for some time. Like, it wasn't something that I'm supposed to do. It's something that other people do. I go to gyms. I don't own a gym. I always felt like to take a position like that would be to fit into some stereotype that I thought I was trying to fight. But the way it's all worked out lends me to believe that this was the right timing for everything. And it's amazing how I can trace everything back to this point. Like, how things that happen in your life that you think are terrible at the time turn into just amazing things or create amazing opportunities.
The Empowerment Zone with Kim Droves is a Clark.com production. Our website is clark.com/empowerment zone. All original music is courtesy of K. Michelle Dubois. Michelle's latest release, Astral Heart, is available now. Go to kmichelledubois.com to find it, and you can check out our other projects while you're there. We'll also have a link on our website. Thanks for listening.